Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Pure Soul Alchemy. I'm Gabriela Espinosa, and I'll be taking us through a psychic surgery treatment for the next 20 minutes. Even though this is a video session, it's most beneficial if you lay down and close your eyes and relax while receiving this treatment. Pure Soul Alchemy is a transmission of channeled shamanic operations. Through my perception and vocalization of the inner energetic grid, we are opened in ways which allow these technologies to come through into our physical reality and enact change on your behalf. So allow your mind to relax into the words and phrases that you'll be hearing without focusing too much on interpretation or trying to understand or find meaning. Notice any attempts by your mind to hold on to them and just let them go. It's quite helpful to replay this session often to deepen its healing effects and take the healing further. And I highly recommend that you listen beyond the range of a week, maybe even 2 weeks, for most benefit. If you find this session is helpful, please give it a thumbs up and click the subscribe button and the little bell to be alerted about new sessions. This show today is a healing session to tune into and heal deep insecurity. My focus today is primarily on hidden insecurity, insecurity that lays well below your conscious awareness and runs programs without you even knowing it. So before listening to the session, have the intention of deeply letting go of any hidden insecurities and coping mechanisms that result from those that keep you from living an expansive life. We will focus on clearing these in our session today. So now is the time where you can lay down and relax and close your eyes. And we'll begin with a small centering statement. So taking a few deep, slow breaths. As you are deeply breathing, begin feeling into your body. Notice where you feel tension, pain, or numbness, or any sensation. Meanwhile, continuing to deepen even more your breathing. Envision your breath reaching these areas where you are aware of some sort of sensation or no sensation. And focus your breath in your visualization to reach these areas in your body. Deeply breathing. Breathing life force and vitality there. And allow this breathing to continue throughout our session. So we're going to begin with the invocation. We're now connecting with our divine physical and non-physical intelligence to align completely with our own core essence, aligning with the fundamental and essential aspects of ourselves. Aligning with the earth, the sun, the moon, with our own mother, father, God self, with our own inherent creator self, and a right placement in the universe, the purest healing source within us, is our own deepest aspect. We agree to serve as our own healing agent and to serve as our own ultimate inner counsel, the all that I am. We now invoke, welcome, and receive our beloved Mother and Father God to exact their loving, divine, blessed grace directly into our healing proceedings today. All right, so we're going to begin healing point number one, accessing and releasing deep-held projections of insufficiency. These may be projections that we project onto ourselves. These may be projections that were projected onto us by our loved ones and or not so loved ones. Regardless of the source of these projections, where they're undergoing a clearing, a cleansing, a purging, freely opening our permission to access for the purposes of releasing these deep, long-held projections of insufficiency. Deconstructing inner labels of not being good enough. Deconstructing inner labels of not feeling good enough, not feeling that we are up for the tasks at hand, the tasks that matter to us most, the tasks that enliven us, nourish us, feed us, and propel us forward into our joy, our joyous living. Doing a lot of deconstructing of inner labels. Deconstructing our inner labels of being incapable, believing ourselves incapable, not enough, not good enough, inept. And again, I just want to repeat that we're going really deep to these labels that we've held that we don't even know we're holding on ourselves. So just relaxing into this deconstruction process and contacting and activating our utmost willingness to allow these processes. Deconstructing, feeling as if we're forever behind somebody, or just simply behind where we believe we should be at this point in our lives, etc. Deconstructing the inner label of feeling forever behind, never able to catch up. Deconstructing the inner label of being undeserving of good fortune. And this, we're going real deep for this one. You'd be surprised at some of these inner labels that we carry without even knowing it. Deconstructing, demolishing the inner label of feeling, believing we're undeserving of good fortune. And we're also deconstructing misperception of inner lack. There's just something I'm missing, something I don't have that keeps me from being successful or striving. Okay, that's a big one, striving. Great, so we want to do a deconstruction of all impediments, obstacles towards our joyous striving. Healing point number two, deconstructing, holding oneself back from creative rhythms and new opportunities and possibilities. For fear of getting in over one's head and being doomed to fail, so I'm just going to sit with this one for a bit. Deconstruction process. Deconstructing the pattern of holding oneself back, unbeknownst to ourselves, from creative rhythms. This could be rhythms in nature, rhythms in existence, in the dynamic flow of spirit, and our own creative rhythms. We'll just put in all of the above. Deconstructing, holding oneself back from new opportunities and possibilities for fear of getting over one's head and of being doomed to fail. The belief is I can't do it, I can't reach it, therefore I'm not even going to try. And that's what we're putting in for deconstruction. Okay, so let's go ahead and do a solar plexus dispersal of disjointed energy accumulations over the course of one's life, lifetime, ancestrally, and whatever else fits that I'm not contacting or naming, I should say, expanding our ability to contact what is nameless at this juncture. Great. So healing a resulting lackluster life orientation, because when we hold ourselves back, whether we know we're doing it or not, what happens is lackluster life orientation, boredom, apathy, who cares, I don't care. That kind of life orientation. So we want to do a healing on that. Great. Let's clear mental plane preoccupation. Great. And we're doing a massive cleansing on the solar plexus area. Okay, we want to do a healing for the structure of the solar plexus. Healing for a structure of the solar plexus. Foundational pathways, inner resolve, flow constraints, doing a healing on these. Compatibility upgrades, interweaving dynamic life force, life flow, interplane continuity, communication, which that which begins. I don't know what that means, but we're clearing the space for it. Great. And initiating a vibrational wake-up call to and within the solar plexus. All right, we want to go ahead and do a clearing on the solar plexus of being in a continual or perpetual state of squashing, squelching, constriction. And we want to reform the solar plexus's radiance. The solar plexus's radiance. Yes, that's a word now. Okay, so solar plexus is wanting to expand. No. Okay, so upgrade its reach. So let's go ahead and bring in divine support, nurturing for that, for the solar plexus to make it so, to expand its reach. Higher dynamic, inspired, resolve, integration. Great, that's gonna continue. Let's go ahead and move on to healing point three, releasing deep-held despondency. Releasing unstructured belief in self. Increasing an advantageous lookout point. This is back for the solar plexus, by the way. Great. Rehabilitating a new structure of connection to within as the authentic self, the individuated authentic self. Originality reclamation. Great. Upscaling our capacity to receiving fully in all areas of life. Great. So this is about saying yes to the help that, particularly the type that comes in that just seems like magical, like, wow, how did universe know I needed that? Or, wow, that's almost a miracle. That's exactly the part I needed to fix my computer and I just found it. Stuff like that. Upscaling our capacity to receiving fully in all areas of life. Being bolstered by the flow of good fortune. God's uplifting hand. Spirit's synchronized flow of rightness. Remediating for a take back of lines of autonomous self conviction. Opening to true source wealth of understanding. So you've probably heard of that saying, if you can become aware of something, a pattern, then you can choose otherwise or heal it. And so that's what we want to put online now. Awakening to competing rituals for self-sabotage, self-denigration. We want to awaken to these. We want to become fully aware of them. Then we can be in choice. Then we can interrupt them. And that's how they die. When we stop using them or letting them do their thing. So that's, we really want to open our full capacity of awareness to these competing rituals for self-sabotage and self-denigration. Upscaling conscious beliefs of worth, individuality, trust in one's process is very important. Trusting your own process. There may be teachers, gurus, leaders who will tell you, can tell you what to do and what's the best thing, but ultimately it's your process and only you can know what is right for you. Upscaling conscious beliefs of worth, individuality, and trust in one's process. Full authority reigning in one's process. And we're doing a healing for letting go of making things about a self-label of failure versus success or achievement. So it's either I'm a failure or I'm a winner. I've failed or I've succeeded. So we want to deconstruct that as a process component, so then we can be here now with what is, enjoying every step of the way of pursuing that which inspires you. Because really that's what creativity is being in the moment with what's showing up and engaging with it and then creating something and expressing. And then the next thing will show up in the next moment. That's what creativity is. It's not about success or failure or achieve or, I mean, that's like a byproduct, those things. Being here now with what is and enjoying every step of the way of pursuing that which inspires you, lights you up, brings you joy in every moment, ongoing, never ending, accepting the invitation to go into the exploration and discovery of what's next. And we're now bringing our session to a close in love, light, gratitude, and blessings. Thank you so much for tuning into Pure Soul Alchemy. If you found this session helpful, please click the like and subscribe button so then you can be alerted about new episodes. I highly recommend that you play this session repeatedly, several times a week, for the next 2 to 3 weeks. This will deepen the effects of the session and take your healing further. To schedule an individual session and for more information, visit www.puresoulalchemy.com. This is Gabriella. Have a wonderful day.